The Farmer and the Cranes. In a wide countryside field where rows of wheat swayed gently in the breeze, a group of cranes swooped down to feast on the freshly sown seeds. They pecked happily, chatting to one another as though the field were their own private banquet. The farmer, who owned the field, spotted them from a distance. He frowned.
"Those seeds are my winter crop," he muttered. "If the cranes eat them all, I'll have nothing left."
The next morning, he returned, carrying a long piece of rope. He stretched it across the field and tied it to wooden stakes, hoping the strange new barrier would frighten the birds away. For a short while it worked. The cranes circled overhead uncertain, but soon they fluttered back down.
"It's only rope," one crane scoffed. "Nothing to fear."
And they began eating again. The farmer shook his head.
"If a warning won't do, perhaps a scare will."
The following day, he placed a tall scarecrow in the centre of the field, hat, coat and all. Its shadow stretched across the wheat like a silent guard. The cranes hesitated. They whispered nervously. But after a few minutes, one bold crane hopped forward.
"It doesn't move," she said. "It's just stuffed straw."
And once again the flock settled in to feast. The farmer sighed.
"If neither warning nor scarecrow works, then I must protect my field properly."
The next morning, he returned with a net and spread it across the ground. When the cranes swooped down, several became tangled. They flapped and squawked in alarm. The others, startled at last, took to the sky in a great flurry of wings. One young crane cried out,
"Why didn't he warn us?"
The older crane answered sadly,
"He did. We simply didn't listen."
And from that day on, the cranes avoided the farmer's field entirely, having learnt that ignoring gentle warnings often leads to harsher lessons.